Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you, and we've got a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. As always, it seems like every time we do the show now, it is something new happening on some tour, not necessarily the PGA Tour, and it's still swirling. So we've got some rumors and some things we're going to talk about involving the PGA Tour and the LIV Tour, so stick around for that. We also have our good friend Mark Zucchino from PGA Tour Radio joining us here in just a couple of minutes to dip his foot into that as well. And in the meantime, Frank Bassett joins us in the Nashville studios, as always. How you doing, Frank?
I'm packing. We're getting ready to head French Lick for the Ross Classic. Well, not the Donald Ross Classic. I'm sorry. It's the
okay.
It's a different name now. It's at the Pete Dye Course. But we'll talk more about that in the second segment.
That's
because
it's going to be the Epson Tour. The Epson Tour for the young ladies trying to make it to the LPGA Tour. But yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that. We go on Monday to French Lick, Indiana. Should be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, he's on a short leash, so we got to get to him and get out of there. Thanks to Wayne Gretzky, our favorite Canadian. Mark Zucchino with PGA Tour Radio joined us. How you doing, Mark? And you're almost in Canada. That's a good trivia question. You know, what's the first country south of Detroit? And people think, well, it's going to be like Mexico or somewhere. No, it's actually Canada. Canada kind of dips down below there a little bit, so you're not too far from your homeland.
It is a bizarre trivia question. You're right. It was a four-hour drive door-to-door for me yesterday from my home in Toronto to Detroit Golf Club, and it's almost, as you say, almost a quasi-home game, a four-hour car ride right down the 401.
So, who knew Tim went to geography class? I mean, who knew Tim took geography? Hey, brother.
We've talked about this. I grew up in Canada. I grew up in Brantford, Ontario, not too far from Toronto. So I know a little bit about life in Canada. So, great country. And people are so nice, including Mr. Zucchino, so nice for joining us. You're at Detroit for the big tournament there, the Rocket Mortgage, and you're getting ready for the play-by-play. Who's working on the team this week with you?
It's myself, Kevin Sylvester, Tom Wormy, Mark Wilson's our analyst, and Earl Forsey, of course, hosting as always. So my third Rocket Mortgage of the four, the 1 year I missed due to border issues. We won't get into that. But
yes.
Glad to be back on the ground. I love this golf course, Detroit Golf Club. It's a classic old design. It's all in front of you. And, you know, in just a short period of time, we've seen so many different kind of players win here and contend here. So it's a lot of fun, and the crowds are usually great. The weather looks good. Might get a bit of a sprinkle of rain in about the next 2-3 hours, and then that's it for the rest of the week. It's just going to be pure sunshine. And this is just a sprinkle. Nothing's going to stop play. Nothing that's going to really change the outcome of this golf tournament at all. The forecast looks pretty good, so should be a good week.
The team itself is getting ready for the event, and as you're doing that, I'm kind of curious for people that are listening to us, and we'll listen to you guys over the next 4 days for coverage of the Rocket Mortgage. And I mentioned a little bit about the LIV Tour and what's going on with that, and the new rumor is Bubba Watson, who we've talked about and speculated, and a lot of people have, would be switching over, and that's the rumor going on. Does that come into play at all, or is that like verboten? Do you guys not even touch into any of that stuff, or some of the guys that might be playing but then might soon be moving over to the LIV Tour? Do you guys bring that up at all during the broadcast?
No, from our end, you know, we're here to cover what's happening on the ground here in Detroit. So that's kind of, you know, what happens around our broadcast before we go live, after we go live. That's a different story. I'm sure those talk shows and whatnot are getting into it. But from our play-by-play standpoint, no, we're just covering what's here, covering what's on the ground. We got, 144 guys to cover, morning waves, afternoon waves. I mean, there's so much golf going on. So many potential storylines depending, you know, I see Tony Finau playing well again this week. So, you know, Tony Finau looking to go from, hey, I can't find that victory I've been looking for all year, to potentially maybe looking at back-to-back. So, I mean, we've got so much going on here in Detroit. We won't get to it. I keep an eye on it, obviously, away from our broadcast and my own personal time and my time on Golf Talk Canada. We've obviously covered quite a bit of it. And, I found the news, I guess it was last night's news, really interesting or confusing in a sense, that I thought this was going to be a lot of dough for guys who don't want to play a lot of golf. And that's up to them. Like, that's their own personal choice. You know, if you don't want to play a lot and you want to, you know, get the quick cash grab, and, you know, maybe you've spent 20 years out there grinding and keeping your game sharp and trying to keep super ultra competitive, and you've had enough and you're 45 or you're 47 and you want to take the check, that's your personal choice. It's good for some guys, not good for others, whatever. But the 25 tournaments for guys who want to play less, that now I'm confused because what's the minimum number on the PGA Tour? 50? To stay in good standing. So that, I'm sure you guys will chew the fat on this. I'm sure there's going to be opinions across the board. But how do you go from 8 events to 25, 14 live, and then you've got this series that you're expected to partake in to, I guess, get your world golf ranking points in Asian Tour events? I don't know. Very confusing to me. None of this makes a lot of sense at this point if those stories are accurate.
Well, this is war, it looks like, Mark. And Norman against Monahan, and the game is on. And I don't think it's great for the game whatsoever. And here's an interesting thing that we've talked about in the past, and we'll talk about it again today, Mark, and give us your insights on this statement. When we talk about PGA Tour, we talk about the quality of the golf. We talk about, did you see that shot that he made on 17? Did you see the drive that Hideki hit? And Hideki's another subject we'll get into. $400 million. Hello. When we talk about the LIV Tour, we don't talk about the quality of the golf. We don't talk about the plays or the shots or, you know, that shot that he made to win the tournament. We talk about the LIV Tour. It's all about the tour itself and not about the quality of play and not about the players as much.
Yeah.
And what they do on the course.
Yeah. I think that's fair, Frank. Yeah. I think we talk a little bit more too about the festivities, the circus, right? Around it. The funny team names, the draft, the concert the night before, hey, listen, you guys know. To be the best in the world, to compete at the highest level at anything, forget just golf, at anything. You pick the sport, you pick the art, whether, you know, it could be a musician, it could be an acrobat, someone in Cirque du Soleil and in a Vegas show. I mean, anything that takes an incredible amount of skill, talent, and athleticism to be one of the best in the world, it's a full-time job. It's not a part-time job. It's not a, hey, I'm showing up for a 54-hole shotgun. So I really think at the end of the day, Frank, that's the reason why. Yes, do these players have huge name equity? Of course they do. But for the majority of these players, not all, but I would say for the majority of these players and this tour, the name equity comes from things they have done in a former life, 10 years ago. 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Very few players on that tour have name equity for anything done in the last 3, 4, 5 seasons. You know, sure, there's one or two. I guess Dustin Johnson would still be one of those players. Phil had a brand that would have been Arnold Palmer-like for the next 30 years. So that is head-scratching. Obviously, the rumors will fly on why he did what he did. Taylor Gooch won recently. But, you know, after that, it starts to get very thin on players that have been relevant in any recent time period.
We're talking with Mark Zucchino with PGA Tour Radio. He is at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit and getting ready for the play-by-play with that event, and talk to him about the LIV Tour and what's going on with that. It has, Mark, as far as the LIV Tour goes, and Greg Norman, it has certainly, well, we talk about it, and we talk about it, Frank, you and I have talked about it now for a few months.
Nauseam, yeah.
Right? I mean, it kind of just, so if that's part of what they're trying to accomplish is awareness, they're getting awareness. People are certainly talking about them and what's going on. And didn't the rumor come out to Frank as well that next year more tournaments, but then they also up it another $200 million or something like that, or $150 million in prize money?
Yeah, more money in it. But here's the thing, and I've said this before, Mark, we want your, not our insight on it, but yours. My comment's been, look, that foundation, put up the money to build a brand, just like we did for Golf Talk America, just like you did for Golf Talk Canada, Mark. When we started out, we didn't have sponsors. We had our own money and did it with our own dollars and cents and hocked everything we had to get on the road and do what we had to do. So they're building the brand. The next step is to start picking away at the PGA Tour's major sponsors and the big sponsors of the players in golf, like Adidas, like Nike, like Titleist. They're going to start picking away at that. Right now, they're building the foundation to put the big guns on that foundation and start firing bullets. And that's what about we're about there, I think, Mark.
Well, and I think one thing that hasn't gone, that I've heard a lot of opinions. There's the pro voice of the people that are for this disruption and for this live golf. And those voices say, well, our governments on a daily basis do deals with Saudi governments, do deals with communist dictatorships, do deals all around the world. So why are we picking on golfers? That's the argument over there.
And yes.
And I would say that governments do bad things every day, that maybe people need to be better or we'd all be in trouble from all of our governments would be my kind of response to that. But the one thing that no one's talking about right now is if everything in the world is for sale, let's just assume if everything in the world is for sale and everything's got its price regardless. And that's what this is right now. This is Greg Norman's being his bonnet from 1994, his vendetta, and the Saudi private and public investment fund basically trying to purchase the game of golf at this point. If that's the case and everything's for sale, the governing bodies of our majors, they better wake up, in my opinion, and they better take this serious, and they better come out very shortly on side with the DP World Tour and the PGA Tour, because if they are to stand aside and not get in this fight and not pick a side in this fight, they will be next. If everything is for
true.
Sale, they cannot act. Yeah, they cannot act like they are untouchable. And they are above this, because a year ago, we never imagined in a million years, a year ago, we would be exactly where we are right now with this Live Golf Series. And they will be next on the Saudi, we're going to buy you hit list. That will be next.
Yep. Well, I think that the other thing, too, is the sponsorship. Soon as we know the next headline, Frank, I think the next big headline is when we do get someone, something. And it could be, and I'm just throwing random things out there. It could be Chase Bank. It could be Mercedes. Some big sponsor goes with the Live Tour, right? They get somebody who comes on board with them. And it could be an international company, probably will be, that says, okay, we're part of this now. Because right now it does seem like it's just this family, the royal family and their fund, just throwing money at it, just throw money. And you're right. There's not the authenticity, if you will, because it's not really backed by anybody. But when that happens, and you're assuming that that's in the works somewhere,
it's coming.
That somebody goes, oh, well, now you're legit because you've got so and so on board with you as a 5-year contract sponsor.
Well, Mark, the DP World Tour. Let's see, DP is a United Arab Emirates company. Did they buy the European Tour?
Yeah, but they stepped up big time, right?
Yeah.
Said, here we go. So, I mean, I think you're right. At some point, there's going to be a corporate entity that gets involved at some point. My guess would be it's not, I'm obviously just speculating here completely.
Sure.
But my guess, it would be more a brand that you would see aligned with, Formula One auto racing or something along those lines. I don't think, you're going to see a big North American brand of any kind. I'd be interested in this. I'd be very shocked. It's going to be some brand that you and I, we all go, who, what? We have to Google them to find out who they are, but they're worth a gazillion dollars. That's likely, in my opinion, what's coming. I guess at the end of the day, the thing I find really interesting about all this too, with all the money in the world, with all the name recognition in the world of what is, with right at this moment, almost a pre-Champions Tour, 54-hole shotguns, really stupid team names with a weird team competition. Does anybody care? Does anybody care?
I think there's a faction that does. There are people that do.
Well,
there are
that's going to be the interesting thing. At the end of the day, the TV numbers and the media engagement are going to tell us what the true story is. So far, the answer is no. Yeah. So far, the numbers that are generated, the interest, the coverage, the streaming numbers, we have a terrestrial over-the-air TV broadcast in Canada. Canada is the only country in the world right now showing live golf on Saturdays on over-the-air basic television cable package. Canada is the only one. Nobody's watching it.
Yeah.
So again, that at the end of the day, we'll wait and see. Do I think the interest is going to go up? Do I think the numbers are going to get bigger? Yeah, I think they will, especially if some of these Hideki rumors are true and things like that. Certain parts of the world will have more interest than others if names like Hideki go. But at the end of the day, I don't think you can buy history. I don't think you can buy care. I don't think you can buy interest. I think the PGA Tour, it took years for the PGA Tour, years for them to get the FedEx Cup on the level where it is now. Where you remember the first 5, 6, 7 years of the FedEx Cup, it was a hard go. It just felt like billionaires getting more money getting thrown at them, right?
But
it didn't mean anything, right?
I think, Mark, that's the point exactly, though, is that nothing happens overnight. I don't think... whether or not people are watching, and there's 10 people or 10 million people watching or listening to Live Tour, I think is the exact point of they're going, that's why we have deep pockets. We know to get in, it's going to take us a while. Nothing happens overnight. In today's world, everything has to be immediate. We have to know ratings and numbers and where we are. They, I believe, are going, we've got 5 years, 8 years, 10, something of doing this. We've got $10 billion to them as a drop in the bucket of the trillions of dollars they have. So, yes, it's going to take some time, probably, like everything, like the FedEx Cup and like you just mentioned. But I think they're in for that. They're saying, okay, it's going to take us that long. We'll keep doing it. We got Charles Barkley suddenly. You got David Faraday going. So it's other parts of it, too, that are filling in the – money makes everything happen. We can all be naive about it and all say, well, what would Bobby Jones do? And all. In today's world, let's be honest, if they gave LeBron James – a contract to play live golf, he'd be switching from the Lakers to play live golf and shoot 115. He doesn't care. You give him enough money, he'll do it.
Let me ask you guys a question, though. Let me ask you gentlemen a question, though. If the Masters next April said, we're not giving out prize money, if the Masters next April said, we're going to hand out a green jacket, your name's going to go on the trophy, you're going to be invited back to the Champions Center every year, you will go down in history as a Masters champion, and we've decided to take this money and donate it all to the First Tee program of Georgia, and you guys are invited to come play for free. Do you think people are going to go play the Masters to win that green jacket, or do
yes.
you think they're going to take a pass?
Yes, they
My
will.
My guess is 90% of that field goes and plays the Masters.
Yep.
And that, to me, at the end of the day, that therein lies the truth here, and therein lies the reason why the majors need to step up immediately and get a dog in this race.
Yeah, they can shut down a lot of stuff real quick. Well, Mark, you know, I know you got to go. One passing thought, though. How were the greens at Oakland Hills yesterday?
Oh, my Lord, boys. I got to see that golf course. First time I've ever seen it since the Reno. I walked it years ago when the Ryder Cup was there. Never played it, but walked it years ago when the Ryder Cup was at Oakland Hills, about 20 years ago. And this is a Gil Hans Reno.
Yeah.
And, of course, there was a gazillion trees removed. That seems to be the new thing now. Anytime you do a renovation, right, just all the trees go away. Bunkers get really, really, really big with those eyelash fescue bunkers. And the greens are crazy. I mean, some of the craziest, extremely quick, a little plateau, shallows all over the place. It was a real treat, though, to check it out. But, you know, I said to the guy playing with the other day, one of the guys there in our group last night, I said, man, you can drop me at Congressional. You can drop me at Oakland Hills. You can drop me at Oak Hill. All these courses that have gone through these recent renovations of removing trees. Whatnot, I mean, I feel like I'm on the same golf course. I really do. It's going to be interesting to see how this trend continues, right? It's very hard to distinguish between them anymore.
Yeah, gotcha.
Good point. Well, Mark, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much. And again, for people that want to listen anywhere you can, find a PGA Tour radio for the next 4 days. They'll be there at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit, Mark and the rest of the PGA Tour radio team. Say hi to everybody for us and have a great weekend there in Detroit.
Will do, boys. Have a great week yourselves.
Thanks, Mark. Okay. Take care of yourself. Talk soon.
Thank you, Mark. Mark Zucchino, he might be our favorite Canadian. Gretzky's pretty good, but we like Mark.
Mark
does a pretty good job. It is almost a home game for him. I mean, from Toronto to Detroit,
yeah, it is
not much of a commute. So rare for him, right? Because he's in Toronto. He's always got to go to Florida, California, Texas, somewhere. He's like, really?
That's because his wife likes that weather. Golly, his sweetheart is a sweetheart, and yeah. We're going to get together in Memphis, by the way, Mark and I, and Pam's going to go, and Mark's wife will be there. So, yeah, we're going to do the WGC in Memphis. So we're all going to go out. I'm going to show Mark, take him back to the rendezvous like I did last time we were in Memphis, and make him eat ribs and tear up his tummy for the next day.
It's a good thing you mentioned that, because I was in the Bahamas, which I don't think we said at the top of the show, but I was just in the Bahamas last week and had a great time, and ran into not people I knew, but just connections, right? All these people from where are you from? Down, they went to SMU or this and this. And this one lady goes, "Well, I live in Memphis." And I said, "Oh," I said, "Do you like ponchos?" And she goes, "Cheese dip? Is it cheese dip? Cheese sauce?
Ponchos cheese dip? Yep."
She goes, "Oh yeah, we get bags of that." So I go, "Yeah." I go, "It just makes you laugh every time I hear somebody getting a bag of cheese. Like, give me a bag of that." And so anyway, she loved it. Yeah, rendezvous and everything. So you guys will be having some barbecue and some cheese.
Yeah.
Dip from
And I have an opportunity to go back over across the river into Arkansas, which is right there, and play Meadowbrook Country Club, which is where I grew up playing that country club. So, yeah, it's lots of memories when I walk onto that golf course with my dad and I.
Very cool.
Yeah, so it'll be fun. See all my old friends.
Do you see the pictures I sent you from Bahamas of a particular former actor golfer's house?
Yeah, I did. You know,
very cool.
We had his son on the show when he directed Tommy's Honor, if you recall.
That's right.
I was talking to him one day, and I said, "Tell your dad I said hello." He said, "My God, he's my favorite actor of all time." He said, "Why don't you tell him yourself? He's sitting right here, Dad. This is Frank." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm talking to James frickin' Bond."
Yeah.
So cool stuff. So
yeah, it was pretty neat.
Yeah, let's take a quick break. Come come back and talk a little bit about what we're about to be up to.
Okay. We'll do it. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and Frank Bassett, Tim Matthews will be back with a lot more right after this. Stay with us.
Are you ready to improve your golf game once and for all? A PXG club fitting will bring you greater distance, accuracy, and consistency from tee to green. At your personal club fitting, you'll meet with a PXG fitting specialist to discuss your skill level and goals while introducing you to the PXG product line. Next, your fitter will analyze your performance data with TrackMan golf simulators as you hit your own clubs, if you have them with you, and you should, and a selection of PXG clubs. PXG fitting specialists are highly trained golf equipment and fitting experts who work exclusively for PXG. Watch your performance skyrocket as you are expertly fitted for the right club heads, loft, lie, shafts, and grips to increase your distance and accuracy while lowering your score. Nothing compares with a PXG club fitting to improve your performance and level up your fun. Schedule your PXG club fitting now at pxg.com or by calling 844-PLAY-PXG. That's 844-PLAY-PXG. Folks, do it today. You'll be glad you did. Is the summer heat melting your ice cubes? Stay frosty where it counts in brand new Tommy John underwear. Because when you wear Tommy John, you're that much cooler, so you can do everything better thanks to breathable, lightweight fabric with four times the stretch of the competing brands. Dozens of comfort innovations are in Tommy John underwear, and they keep you looking good and feeling good all season long, from lounging at home to summertime fun. That's why Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, and folks, I'm one of them. I am a Tommy John fanatics. You know, they've sold 17 million pairs. People love their Tommy John's underwear and loungewear, too. I have both, and I love the products. I have to tell you, I feel so much better wearing my Tommy John. It's so much cooler and breathable, especially right now when we're suffering, I mean suffering, through 105 to 110 degree heat index. So, Tommy John doesn't just make you feel cooler. You are actually cooler. I can attest to that, folks. Plus, there's no risk. When you buy Tommy John's, you get the Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to shop TommyJohn.com/golftalk right now, and you're going to get 20% off your first order. Get 20% off right now at TommyJohn.com/golftalk. That's TommyJohn.com/golftalk. See site for details.
Welcome back to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett with you. Thanks so much for being with us. And so we've talked about the LIV Tour. Probably, I guess we've covered about everything we need to, at least this week. It'll be changing again next week. Something else will come up. But yeah, that's a rumor that Bubba Watson might be.
Oh, he's going. He's going.
There's also,
Hideki,
there's also,
though, yeah. That rumor.
Hideki, and they've said that they spent over $1 billion already, Frank, in bonus money, right? The big pool of money we hear about the signing bonus, if you will, where Mickelson got, what, 200, and Dustin Johnson and DeChambeau got 150. What are they saying about Hideki? How much?
I don't know this to be true. I mean, I haven't researched it. Just this morning, someone talking to me said 300 to 400 million.
Good Lord. What?
Well, look at the following Hideki has. That's going to bring in that side of the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, well, that's what you want, right? If you're going to get almost that, I mean, it's got to be 1 billion people in that area.
Oh,
right?
My God.
I mean, that region that he can maybe attract. I think, and again, I think you have to, people have to see this as what it is. For the Saudis and for that country, if you will, they have trillions of dollars. They go past the billions. Oil money's been flowing for 200 years there, and they've been making a lot of money for it. So it's almost like Elon Musk buying Twitter, and you're going, well, it's 40 billion. He's going, I got 40 billion. He's got 300 billion. So 40, that's the factor that people have to, they go, well, they're just throwing his money. They got the money.
They got the money.
And you brought up a very good point, Frank. When anybody starts a business, most of the time, you start out of your own garage with your own pockets. And you go, okay, what can we do? Can we make computers? Can we do a radio show? How do we get started? Because nobody comes on board initially with any new thing and goes, oh, let me just throw money at you. I have no idea how good you're going to be.
Yeah.
So that's the way it works. So for people to, it's a fake criticism to me to go, well, it's just they're throwing out this. They have to throw out money. Every business has to throw out money. How much did Tesla spend before they made a dollar, Frank? A billion or something?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
crazy
they're
money.
Way in the hole. To get it going, that's what
crazy
you have to
money.
Do. So they say they've spent
much
over
like
a billion, over a billion in this bonus pool of money. So I wonder, too, about the Taylor Gooches of the world, who certainly are not big names as far as golf goes and aren't going to. But do they get 10 million? Do you get five?
Well, who cares? 10 million. How long?
I'm just saying.
How long does it take on the PGA Tour to get to $10 million?
Yes. Yeah.
How long does it take to win that much money?
And I think I read today, if I'm not mistaken, something about, and it might have been Taylor Gooch. It was Jason Kokrak. Anyway, his first tournament, because he still gets some bonus money. This whole thing is still throwing the FedEx Cup into. You see that, Frank, where they changed the FedEx Cup rankings and everything now.
They've changed it.
And now Ricky and Paul Casey have moved from outside the number to inside the number because these other guys have gotten pushed out. But you still get bonus money, and I think it might have been Gooch or Kokrak or somebody that they're saying. It still has bonus money coming from where he's ranked of like $600,000, which they said he got more last week for finishing seventh at the tournament in Portland or the last LIV tournament that he got more for seventh place than he got for that. So, again, people talk about the money, but the money will matter. I don't care how.
It does matter. You know, always
for has. For people to sit there and say this is generational. It's kind of crazy how much it can be and you're right. I think what Mark was touching on when he said Mickelson, and that's a whole other story. We all know Mickelson gambles, and Mickelson's stories come out about how many millions he loses every year. Barkley too. I mean, there are people that have, and that's in a gambling sense, but there might be some of these guys, we have no idea, that have made bad investments that have different reasons that they need money that we don't think of. Cause we're like, well, you're making plenty on the PGA Tour. Well, top 30 make pretty good money. Top 25, top 10 certainly have already generational money. But DeChambeau had plenty of money. He got his head turned for $150 million, I guess, right? I mean, it's like, okay, there's a number almost for everybody. So anyway, it is what it is, and I think it's not going away. I've predicted a merger at some point where they kind of have to go, okay, they're not leaving. We can say all we want as a PGA Tour. But if more and more guys kind of trickle, I don't agree with Mark when he said it's kind of a pre-seniors tour, if you will. There's plenty of guys that are younger, and we talked about this, the young amateurs that are already going in to the LIV Tour almost right out of the gate. I think they're going to have to come to some kind of agreement and say, okay, somehow let's make this all work. Because I don't think Norman is looking to supplant the PGA Tour and make them go away. He just wants to do his own thing. And if you want to be part of it, we can talk. We can merge. We can do something. So we'll see. At some point down the road, that might have to be a conversation. As much as they don't want to, I do remember, or certainly read about, the old AFL NFL days, and those old NFL guys hated the AFL. Remember that one when Al Davis with Oakland. Oh, did the NFL old stalwart guys with the Giants and the Bears, did they not hate Al Davis for starting the AFL and the Oakland Raiders and the Kansas City Chiefs? Well, they all got together somehow, right, and made it work. So
who knows?
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Hey, we're going to French Lick.
We are.
On Monday this week coming up, we're going to be in French Lick, Indiana, and I'm really excited about that. And you're going to drive up, I guess I'll fly in, and we're going to play a few different golf courses. Mm-hmm. They have the Epson Tour we mentioned earlier, which is the precursor for the
LPGA.
Yeah, it's the Korn Ferry for the LPGA. Young ladies go there and play. It's humbling for you and I, Frank, because there's a Donald Ross course. There's also the Pete Dye course there at French Lick. And we played, and you've played a number of years. I played first time last year. These young ladies, even if you don't know their names, and they're not quite on the LPGA tour, some of them are kind of off and on. They're so freaking good.
They're so good.
I mean, there's a macho thing that guys are like, well, you know, stand back, ladies. Let me show you how to play this game. Mm-hmm. And it's just like they hit their first tee shot, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Patty Tabatanicat. When I stood beside her a few years ago and she took the first swing, I was like, okay.
Put my club back in the bag and let's get in the cart and we'll go find your ball. Yeah. I mean, it's just, I can't remember the, I'm so bad. I can't remember the lady that I played with last year. She actually finished third in the tournament, and I take a lot of credit for inspiring her to finish third last year. Yeah. And because if you remember, she came on the plane. She was on the same plane as me because the week before was the LPGA event here in Dallas, right? And so she played in that tournament.
Yes.
And then came and played there. And I just remember, I don't think she missed a shot, Frank. I'm serious. We played 18 holes at Donald Ross course, and she did not. She striped every drive, every iron she hit. She almost made every putt. It was incredible. I mean, on her own ball, and it was kind of a scramble shamble kind of thing we were playing, but she was amazing. She was really unbelievably good. And again, they're just like the Korn Ferry. They're so talented. Even before they get to be a name or they get to the big show, they've got game.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got serious game.
Yeah, they do. And it's going to be a lot of fun because the only sad part about it is the winner will not come back to defend, and I question the term defend. You don't defend the previous year's win, but to come back as the prior year's champion, because if you win, you go to the LPGA.
Yeah.
So that's what Patty Tabatanicat did. So anyway, but it's fun to play with them. If you watch them play, you watch how rhythmic their swings are. But the thing that people miss, watch their course management. Watch how they dissect that golf course.
Yeah.
It's incredible to watch them. It's fun. We're going to have a great time. You and I always enjoy it. What time do you get in, by the way?
I get in right around noon, I believe, on Monday.
You land at noon?
In Evansville, Indiana. Yes.
I don't know where we're going to play Monday, but we'll see. I'll talk to Sweeney. He's with his daughter. She's been in a lacrosse tournament up in Ocean City, by the way, where our friend Bill Lombard and his son Bill Lombard Jr. is a firefighter.
Okay.
So I'll talk to Sweeney. He'll be on his way back, I believe.
Because there's another tournament. There's a golf course. We'll give pub to everybody. We'll give a little shout out to everybody. Victoria National, a really nice golf course.
Yeah, they need some publicity, right? Don't they? Fantastic golf course. Unbelievably difficult if you're not playing well. It can be really tough if you're not playing well. But, yeah, it'd be fun to play Victoria National on Monday. So
yeah, I might be able to do that.
Let's look at that and see. Maybe I could – I wonder if I could fly up there from Nashville.
Nashville? I'm sure you can. To Evansville?
Yeah.
Probably not much of a flight, but, yeah, you'd probably get there.
I have too much to carry. I have the radio show, all the equipment and all that. You know, my 14 changes of clothes.
But it's a 3-4-hour drive for you from Nashville?
Yeah, it's only about 3.5.
To about that area,
so
it's not too bad.
No.
And it's an hour and 25 or an hour and a half flight for me or something to get to Evansville. So, yeah, maybe we'll play Victoria National, but we'll do shows from there so you guys will get the flavor. Make sure you listen next week because we'll be doing shows all next week from different locations.
French Lick Resort.
Are we going to be up at the Pete Dye?
We'll be up at the Pete Dye course. This will be the first year playing the Epson Tour event at the Pete Dye. It's been at the Donald Ross, but this will be the first year that it'll be on the Pete Dye course. Well, they have played the Senior PGA Championship, the Senior LPGA Championship, the Legends Championship, and the Big Ten Championships I was just covering with 40-mile-an-hour winds. My gosh.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's up on top of a mountain. So believe it or not, folks, the French Lick Resort, the Pete Dye course and the mansion
there. It's not a cornfield. Ooh. Like you might think of
Second
Indiana.
Highest point in Indiana. Second highest point.
I mean, it really
is. You look
is
down
pretty
on top of the water tower in the city of French Lick from the tee boxes up there.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You're above it.
Really
you're
cool.
above it. Now, we're not at 10,000 feet.
No.
But the point is, I grew up in Illinois. Indiana's right there. Most people think, and rightfully so, it's pretty flat and cornfields. But you get to the southern part as you start getting towards Kentucky-ish area.
Yeah.
It gets very pretty and very hilly. So what's the history of that golf club, the clubhouse itself, Frank, that we do
broadcast from? Well, that's the Taggart Mansion. That's the Taggart Mansion. It's absolutely beautiful. Go to FrenchLick.com and check it out. The Taggart Mansion was the home of Mr. Taggart. He built it for his son, I should say.
In the 20s or turn of the century something, right?
And one of the real historic things is, you know, the sunroom right there where we always set up, and that's the Golf Talk America studios for the week. That is the room where Franklin Delano Roosevelt announced his candidacy for the presidency of the United States.
Of all places.
Well, that's where the Democratic convention was there. So
Southern Indiana,
Yeah. So it's cool. It's very historic. The West Baden Springs Hotel used to be that was the largest domed
facility
in the world before the Astrodome. It became a monastery, and then it went under disrepair. Well, and then
you do feel like you're at the Vatican almost, don't you? I mean, other than the gaming tables, around you.
Well, you haven't been downstairs at the Vatican. you didn't go to the basement.
Yeah, the Pope's a big gambler.
Yeah, he's down there with Mickelson.
It really is beautiful glass. Yeah, it's a gorgeous place there that
it's
they
gorgeous,
have.
Yeah,
and again, the history of French Lick is, and Frank knows better than I do, but it used to be a mecca, if you will, from the trains would go back and forth and all over. So there's a lot of train stops that would go on their way to Chicago and they're on their way to Detroit, I'm sure, and other Indianapolis. And so it had strange train stations there. So they built this whole spa resort there because it was kind of a freeway, if you will. And you're wondering why this would be in kind of the Hoosier National Forest in southern Indiana. That's why.
Deep in the heart of the Hoosier National Forest.
On their walls are all these pictures of presidents, Al Capone, all these people.
Laurel and Hardy, Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, everybody.
It's crazy that you're like, wow, cool, all these people came to this area. But that's why.
Because Walter Hagen won the PGA Championship on the Donald Ross course there back in 27, I believe it was. 24 or 27. I always mix that up. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We always have a great time. They're a great sponsor. They have been since day one. They've been behind us. And we get to go up there and have a lot of fun. And, it's just going to be great. So I'm looking forward to it.
Are we
going
to get a steak? Is there a steakhouse there, Frank?
1875. Now, what significance does that steakhouse name have? What does that mean?
1875?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I should know. You probably have said this.
I can tell you that there was an event in Louisville that started in 1875.
Like a World's Fair or something?
The Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
Because you're only an hour from there.
That's where it started, huh? Okay.
So that's the significance of the 18. And on all the walls are all the winners, the pictures of all the winners of the Kentucky Derby. All over the place. Stop it. That's like me barking at Zucchino.
All the winners. It's a wall of horses. Here's the winners.
Elmer's glue. Sorry, that's terrible.
Jockey didn't do anything. Yeah.
Jockey did nothing. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
Jockey
did nothing. It's all me.
So Secretary. Fred Cowgill, by the way, from WLKY in Louisville, CBS affiliate, is a brethren of you were CBS Sports Dallas.
Right.
So he'll be there. He sent me a text last night and said, what time are you getting in? And he gets in, so we'll either play nine holes and dine, you know, or just dine and drink or whatever.
What day does he get there?
Monday. We're all getting in on Monday.
Yeah. So are we still doing the very intensely corrupt Sweeney Cup again?
It's wait a minute. Now, let's clarify that. The Sweeney Cup
is more fixed than the Chicago election. I mean, let's be honest.
It is not.
It is so fixed.
We've won it every year.
I'm telling everybody who's listening, go to whatever sports book you can go to in Vegas and put the money on the Sweeney Cup on whatever team Sweeney has himself. And Frank will be on the same team. They'll win.
We no always have. Always
no
have.
Matter what. Yeah, I don't know how that happens every year.
I'm looking at the trophies right now here in the studio. So,
cheers.
Yeah. it's a lot of fun. We will have that, but that will be on the Donald Ross course, which is where we have competed year after year. Yep. It's all the media from around the country that compete and is a sidebar to the Pro-Am that will be going on also. Pro-Am will be split. So we'll be on the Pete Dye course, the Donald Ross course, and competing there, where we will be defending our championship from last year.
That I'm it's about the greens. It's
it is all about the greens.
Much more elevation and things on the Pete Dye course. Very different, completely different looking golf course.
Well, yeah.
And then you go to the Donald Ross, which is not a mile away or whatever it is, close by.
It's just right there.
But it's more just rolling hills there. And the greens are the tricky part there. You can get there, you think, to the green, and then try not to four putt. And you'll be okay, and you'll walk off with your double bogey and say, that was a challenging little hole.
There's also a nine-hole course. It used to be 18, but the casino took over the nine holes, and it was built there. But the Tom Bendalow course. So you have, Ross, you have a Dye, you have a Bendalow course. The Bendalow is nine holes, and you haven't played that, and it's right down in the valley. It's called the valley course, I guess is what it's called. So we'll try to play quick nine on that. It's deceivingly difficult only because of the length. It's long. So it's a little flat, a little more flat, some elevation of the greens. But I can talk all day, but you have to go to French Lick to see it. FrenchLick.com, check it out, go there. Very, very accessible right in the middle of the country, from Louisville, from St. Louis, from Nashville, from Chicago.
And a very legit casino, too.
Yes.
Sometimes you say casino, right, and you're kind of going, it's not. When you get there, it's a little bit hokey. And it's not.
It's real.
It's not Bellagio, but it's close. And it's so it's nice, got all the games, everything you want there. So it's if you're into that, if you're into gaming, and you don't need to be going all the way out to Vegas or whatever else, it's great for that, too. I mean, golf, a little gaming, some good restaurants.
Spa, restaurants. It's got it all.
Frank, it's a facial.
Stable.
I
will.
And a body wrap.
He gets seaweed wrap. That's wonderful.
Seaweed body wrap. You haven't lived until you see Frank covered head to toe in kelp.
That's a view in kelp. Yeah.
Yeah. Kelp. He walks through the casino like that.
By the way, I will be sporting a gorgeous black and white tour bag with my name on it.
Who gave you that, Frank?
Courtesy of PXG.
Really?
Yeah, my new PXGs.
That's another reason why you're not flying.
Yeah.
The plane would not get off the ground.
With my Rodney Dangerfield setup?
With your golf bag that has wheels on it.
Well, my 0311 Gen 5s are absolutely phenomenal. I got to tell you, Tim, you're going to have to hit them. You'll have to choke down, but you'll have to hit them too. But the shafts, everything, the stuff that they match me to, they're different shafts than my driver, than my three woods, than my hybrids, than my irons. I mean,
that's the beauty of it, right? You get fitted. It makes a big difference. No matter your level of golf, you really should do that, right?
So I'm a brand ambassador for PXG, believe it or not.
Believe that or not.
That's a lot of fun, and thank you, PXG, for everything you do and continue to do for me on with that. I love the clubs. I just adore them. They do not stay at my country club. I bring them home.
You don't trust anybody?
No, that's not the case. I just like them.
You want to put them next to your bed every night?
Hell, I sleep in the studio with them.
Kiss your wife, kiss your clubs good night every night?
Oh, Bogey, by the way. My dog's name is Bogey, if you people don't know out there.
Yes.
Bogey's my friend, too. So thank you, PXG, is my point. Thank you, French Lick. Thank you, PXG. And thank you, Club Corps, which is now invited clubs. For being a longtime sponsor of Golf Talk America, we really appreciate that.
So, love you guys. Love each and every one of you.
Hey,
I haven't seen you in a while. How about the haircut? You gotten a haircut?
I know. It's long.
Come on, Frank.
I'm trying to look like Aaron Rodgers. Did you see, by the way, Aaron Rodgers?
I was just going to say.
Oh, my God.
Are you showing up as Aaron Rodgers? You're going to put a ponytail on
it? I'm showing up as Nicolas Cage. That's what he did.
That was classic.
He looked just like from Con Air. What was the guy's name?
He knew what he's doing.
In Con Air.
Nicolas Cage from Con Air.
Yeah. He looked just like him. But what was so funny is
he had the white tank top on and a t-shirt and everything.
T-shirt. Yeah. What was so funny is they said, but that singularly Nicolas Cage's southern accent and Con Air was the worst southern accent ever put on the screen, and it was. Yeah. It was horrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible southern accent.
Yeah. So that's when Nicolas Cage was in the midst of. Talk about a guy who needs to be on the live tour. He's had more financial trouble, right? I mean, the guy's always going belly up for buying things and not having the money. He's done. I was reading recently. Just sidebar. He's done like 60 movies in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing like four a year because he needs money. Con Air was actually kind of a decent movie, but you're right, it was a terrible accent. But I think people just love it because everything's blowing up and everybody's getting shot at. So yeah,
it reminds
it's a lot of American movies. Yeah, if you can shoot a few people, then that's great.
Not going to say anything about it. Don't go down to downtown Detroit, Mark. But you know, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chicago, so, Detroit, major cities are not good right now. But we won't go there. That's tough. For another show on another network and not Golf Talk America.
Yeah, it's tough, but it's okay.
But it's going to be fun. And then, of course, I'll be back for a couple of days after French Lick just for 2 days to reload bags and head to Memphis for the WGC.
Yes.
So that'll be fun. And that's going to be interesting because that's the first of the playoffs. It'll have the full field. And the new full field where they've taken the players or will be after they start the tournament on Friday of this week, the LIV Tour, that's when the PGA Tour will take the names out of the FedEx Cup points and move the players above 125 into that place, into that spot. So
And for some, like we just said, ironically, it happens to be in this case, Ricky Fowler, and there was one own, and Paul Casey is there, but he's going to drop out. So he moved. So all that movement means guys can move up 4, 5, 6, 7 spots.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're in when you used to be out. So yeah, that's just weird, and it's the way the world of golf is going. Now, having said that, are you a believer in the any publicity is good publicity? Because golf falls, you know, in today's sports world, this country is all about football. So you got NFL and college football dominate, but then you get into NBA and you get into some NHL for people like that, and you like different. But golf was below those guys, right? And kind of even Major League Baseball all summer, all the things are going on. Golf kind of fell down below there. Tiger has done a huge service to golf by by himself bringing the elevating the game of golf to more common and more something that people who aren't even into sports would know about. But here we are with this, and everybody's talking about golf now, Frank. Is that a good thing because they're talking about golf when they normally would be like, nah, does anybody care about Rocket Mortgage? Do they care about this, 3M and all that? But they're talking golf. Is that a good thing, even if it's a bit of a controversy?
I don't know. I guess it's a good thing just to talk golf, but who is it going to bring into the game? How is it going to grow the game? Bad publicity is going to grow the game. I just don't see that. But anyway.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway,
it's a subject that keeps us going, right? We got content. There's always stuff to talk about for us. Who's up this week? It's like you got a roulette wheel. Man, let's see who's switching to the LIV Tour this week.
You're full of sound effects today.
I am kind of. Yeah, I got my horse with my roulette wheel.
What else? What's next? Easy.
That's the only sounds
easy.
I got. The only sounds I got.
Well, okay.
Oh, hey, by the way, I'm going to give a shout out to the Bahamas.
Do it.
I didn't get anything out of it, but go check it out if you want to go to the Bahamas. I was in I was in Nassau, where I flew into, but on that island, and it was great. And I might go back, not to the same place, but I might go back to Ocean Club for the Bahamas, because I know a guy there who's kind of runs the place. And later this fall, they've got a big college tournament there.
October. Your co-host is going with you, right?
And so while you, Frank, are going to be doing some cool stuff, where'd you say you're going after French Lick? Oh, Memphis.
Memphis. WGC.
You go to Memphis, and I might go to Bahamas. So it's
I'll trade.
About the same.
I'll trade. I grew up in
You close
Memphis.
Your eyes and squint real hard, and Memphis looks like the Bahamas. I don't know if you know
Hell
that.
No, it does not.
So, yeah, I might be going back. But anyway, I had a really good time in the Bahamas. But I will say this. I'm in the midst of
20.
Unbelievable drought here, and I'm looking out the window, Frank, and you can just see the heat waves, like in those movies when they show like a tarmac or something, right? Yeah. And it's kind of like it's just heat coming. The heat is everywhere in Dallas. It has been blue skies, and the point of that is there's no rain, so there's nothing but blue skies every day, and every day is 102 to 106, and we have not had any rain, I don't think, since it's been like 10 weeks since we've had rain. So it is – I got my sprinklers on. You only get – rationing, right? You only get 2 days a week that you can water your lawn or anything. So when I went to the Bahamas, it was hot. It wasn't nearly this, but it was still, 88 to 90, so it was still hot. But you just, the humidity.
But you had a sea breeze. Had a sea breeze there, though.
We did have, yeah. If you're down by the water, you could definitely get a breeze going. But, it's just a totally different climate than we're used to here, where, it just dry as a bone here. But having said that, I still got to get them. You got to play. Yeah. What are you going to do? You going to take the whole summer off?
Nah. Bought a couple of fans on Amazon, put in my golf cart. So now I have two Bushnell Wingmans in stereo. Yeah. You can link them so that you get real true stereo, left and right speaker.
Speaking of Wingman.
And fans. And
mine's not working, so I'm sending it back. It's sitting right here by me. Wow. I contacted them, and it would shut off. It just happens if I maybe got a bad one. We got it last year as a gift. Great gifts, by the way, at French Lick, right?
Oh, we played the Pro-Am gifts. Year. Yeah,
and one of them was a Wingman that we got, which is cool. It's a GPS and a great speaker with a big magnet you put on your cart. Anyway, mine shuts down after about an hour. Every time it's fully charged, but it shuts down. So they said, well, send it back, and we'll see. So I'm going to call our good friend Brendan and say, hey, do you got an extra one of those Wingman? You got a truckload of those?
I can tell you those are gone.
I
went and bought one. They're on sale for like $100 or $119.
Yeah.
So I bought a second one, and they're set up as stereo in my golf cart. So two Wingman, two fans, a rangefinder, and a front, middle, back.
You are Rodney.
And a beer tap. Yeah, got it.
And a beer
everything.
Tap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. At Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club, which is a great spot.
Yeah. By the way, they make those, speaking of being in the heat of Texas or anywhere, have you seen those fans that have the water cooler on them?
No.
Like a water bottle?
No.
And as the fan goes around, it's like the size of a Yeti filled with water, and you turn it on.
Mister?
And it's a mister, like a little portable mister to put in your face. I have a guy who plays with it, and he comes over to your face whenever you want, and he sprays it. There's another sound effect, and he sprays your face. With this mister, it keeps you going.
Like, I just pour cold beer over my head. What the hell?
Nothing like cold towel. Yeah. All right.
Those mango towels are nice, by the way, too.
Oh, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful. Wonderful. Oh, no. The cooler they had them in, no, I won't go there.
Yeah.
But it looks really good on my porch.
Do they have Glenn Levitt at French Lick? Do they have scotch there?
Yes, they do.
I did not know that.
They have. Wow. How many years have I been going up there? They know
38.
Me well. Yeah, for a lot. Seriously, yeah. I mean a lot. 20 years.
Put your name on the bottle.
Yeah. So they have Glenn Levitt stocked for me, and Sweeney, out of the goodness of his heart, always has a bottle up there for me too. He has a little house that he stays in, and he keeps a bottle of Glenn over there for me. So
well, good.
So we have a lot of fun. It's going to be fun to see all of our friends. Chuck Garbedian from Wisconsin has a great golf show up there.
Yeah.
Ryan Ballingy, a lot of media that we'll get to see again. That's always fun.
John Aston. Will be there.
John Ashton will be there from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and in fact, he co-hosted the show while you were in the Bahamas with me. And
cool.
We got, I think, 3 listeners out of that one. No, I'm kidding. We had a lot of fun at your expense. So,
yeah,
anyway,
perfect.
Yeah, we just did a quick throwdown of a review of Live Golf. It's Live Golf, Live Golf, Live Golf.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm living golf.
Huh. All right, we're about out of time, everybody, but be sure to be with us next week. We'll be coming to you from French Lick, Indiana, starting on Monday. It should be a lot of fun, but all week, listen to us, and we'll give you updates on what's going on. We'll keep you informed about the rest of the world and what's happening, in addition to what Frank and I are doing. That's the most important thing, what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you care about. But we'll actually tell you about some other things that are happening in the world of golf, too. Hey, thanks to Mark Zucchino with PGA Tour Radio for joining us, and everybody else out there for listening to us. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, and remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.